Did you have any time between the wives?
Now what I'm seeing, I'm seeing, and it's not really clear, but I'm seeing a sphere where there's a lot of people there, mm-hmm. but I can't define, you know, it's not like I see a mass of people that are sort of ethereal, that they're, I can't define them as a body.
Mm-hmm.
And
so he did spend some time resting.
Yeah. But I didn't want to stay there.
Why did you want to be reborn again so fast after spending 102 years on the earth?
I guess I just felt I had something to do.
Now, when you were reborn, were you reborn in this life or is that another life?
This life.
Okay. So he probably did have some time because some years had passed. So let's go back to the spirit world. He took you to the spirit world and the memories are coming of you met some people. Who did you meet?
I know why I wanted to get out of there. I met my ex-husband.
In the spirit world?
Yeah. I didn't really want to stay there.
What was he like there? Was he easier to get along with?
Still pretty stoic. I didn't feel like there was really, I didn't feel like there was much of a connection.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really want a connection. I think I was trying to avoid just a lot of stuff that.
Okay, I'm going to count to three and again, and you're going to go tell me whether or not you saw any teachers in the spirit world. One, teachers or counselors? Tell me what you saw. One, two, three.
Yeah, I do.
Who'd you meet?
It seems to be the Savior. But he's sitting on I see him as sitting on a throne like Lincoln is sitting, you know, on the Potomac. It's like a big marble throne, and sitting there as the teacher.
Okay, what's he teaching?
It seems like I'm having a private conversation, and we are determining what my next life is going to be.
Okay.
And I'm taking on some really tough stuff. And I'm scared, and I'm really scared, but I really want the growth, and so I'm going to take it on.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember thinking, you know, I had like a 50-50 chance of making it, and I knew it was a real risk. And
what was the risk?
That I wasn't going to complete my mission because it was going to be too tough. And I had, he was going to send a twin down with me, but the twin died in utero. And so I was left alone, and I didn't want to live when I came down here. I had horrible allergies, almost died as a child, because I sensed that I was going to have to do this life alone without my soulmate, my
twin. Well, it seems like you've lived long, healthy lives a number of times. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, I think genetically I chose people who had long life genes, and I think for some reason I understood that health, even clear back with all this, that a lot of it's in our head, that we make ourselves sick by our attitudes, and I think that's part of what I was teaching when I was in my Indian lifetime. It just seems like I came with, I don't know, it just seemed like part of my DNA that I was able to access.
And did you meet anyone that helped you assess your life lessons?
That was part of my one-on-one with Jesus.
Are you sure it was Jesus or just perhaps a master of some kind?
Yeah, it could have been, you know. We're all one, you know. It was.
What did he look like? Did he look like the typical picture we see, or what kind of image did he project?
Well, I see him with white hair, with really blazing blue eyes.
Was there anyone around him?
No, he was there by himself.
And what did he tell you about your life as an American Indian? Were you successful?
Yeah.
Was he happy with your life?
Yes.
Okay.
And we talked quite a bit about what this next life would be like, what I would have to face.
What was the most difficult thing you'd have to face?
Divorce and breaking away from my religious system. Murder, the murder of my mother. Well, it was the whole breakup of my entire family after the murders when all of the Pandora's box.
You knew in advance that was going to happen?
Yeah. I knew in advance.
And why did you have to undergo this?
To learn the lesson. I had a special mission down here, and to teach people not to be victims of their circumstances. And I had to go through all kinds of victimization to be able to pull myself out of it so I could then show other people how to do it, and that's the mission I took on.
Okay, very good. I'm going to count to three and you'll be back in the present time. Feeling very good and very normal. And you'll have a clear recollection of everything that we talked about. One, coming back to the present. Two, three, into the present. Okay. Ever had any experience like that before?
It's my first time.
Yeah. Okay, does anyone have any questions they want to ask?
Oh. I didn't think I could do it.
Were you able to hear her okay? She didn't talk very loud.
Could you hear her?
Okay, good.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, I just relaxed. I thought, I don't, I've never done this. I don't know if I can do this. And I thought, I'm just going to let go and happen what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
That's what you got to do.
I don't know if I got it right, but that's what came to me, so.
Yeah. Okay. Does anybody have any questions they want to ask her? Yeah, it was interesting, the house you lived in the future.
Yeah, yeah, it was like everything was singing. It was like, you know, the plants, the flowers, the furniture, everything just kind of had a vibration. It was just singing. Hmm. It was just,
so they kind of had not only physical science, but spiritual science there.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Now that you saw that you had a special mission,
well, I'm glad I took it on. I am at this point. He asked me, you know, 20 years ago, and I said, "You got my file mixed up with somebody else's. I didn't say I'd take this on. This is not good."
Yeah. Now, you probably, the most difficult thing to get is the life between lives, is because a lot of that is a little bit hard to dig up. But you probably had a lot of things happen that you didn't see yet. So we went as far as we could with the time that we have.
Yeah. But, did it seem like I was really, you know, I questioned.
So you found to have spent some time between lives there. You know,
yeah.
Even.
Yeah, I'll have to work on that because I nothing, you know, there was not a lot that was coming up to me.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, any other questions for her?
He's really fascinating.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, it's fascinating for me too. I didn't know I could do it.
Yeah.
No, I feel good. Yeah, I feel real good. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for taking time.